Okay, let's continue on for the last half hour.
好，我们现在最后半小时的课。
Reading back through Genesis 6-7, Jehovah said, I will destroy man.
所以在创世纪六章七节里面说，耶和华说，我将会毁灭掉人类。
Whom I have created, and that's the verb bara.
然后他说，这些人呢，是我创造的。他讲的也就是说，这些人类的魂是我创造的。
From the face of the earth, so he's going to wipe them out from the face of the earth.
然后呢，是要从这个地球的表面给摧毁。
Both man, so the word there is Adam again, and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, meaning the birds of the air.
所以呢，这里面他讲说要把它清除的，包括了人类，包括了这些四脚的野兽，还有包括了这些爬虫类。还有在空中飞的这些所有的兽鸟。
For I repent or regret, we have the word nakam, that I have made them.
因为我非常后悔我创造了他们。那这边这个后悔当然也是拟人化的说法。
And so I made the note here, when you look at all of these verses that we've seen now, it seems like the best translation for repent,It's not actually to translate it as a word, but as a concept. And the concept here is that God has no more need of them. So he's saying, I have no more need for all his people and all his animals.
所以这个地方呢，如果说后悔哈，或者说那个他后悔去创造了这些生物的话，这边我们最好的翻译应该说已经不需要他们了。
Because God is going to start again. He's going to make a new civilization beginning with Noah and his family.
因为呢，神呢很明显的呢，将不再需要他们，是因为他会重新开始一个新的文明的世界。
And that brings us up to the introduction of Noah. Now we see Noah mentioned for the first time in Scripture.
然后六章第八节呢，就第一次呢把诺亚这个名字给介绍出来。
This is where God says Noah found grace in the eyes of Jehovah.
那这边讲到说诺亚呢。在耶和华的眼中得到了恩典。
And here again, we see another anthropomorphism. See, in the eyes of Jehovah, and Jehovah does not have eyes, of course, but he's been watching Noah. In fact, he's been watching Noah for billions of years. He knows Noah very well.
那这边所谈的耶和华的眼睛里，那这个当然也是一个拟人化的说法，因为耶和华其实没有形体，也就不会有眼睛。
At this time in history, I think Noah is 600 years old, so he's very, well, he's going to live to be 950, so he's a past middle-aged, but he's quite old from our viewpoint.
而这个时间呢，诺亚已经是600多岁了，他会活到900多岁，所以实际上他已经是他的中年的状态了。
And remember, we see that his grandfather was Methuselah, and Methuselah was a great believer.
而诺亚的祖父呢，马苏沙拉呢，他也是一个非常伟大的一个信徒。
Yeah, we don't hear much about his father Lamech, but Methuselah and I think Enoch is his great grandfather, and they were alive even when Noah was younger. They were great believers, so obviously teaching Noah everything he needed to know about God.
而马苏沙拉在上面还有像以诺哈，这些人他们都因为活得很长，所以包括那个诺亚的父亲，他们都等于是在诺亚小的时候就一直在教导诺亚。
You cannot grow spiritually in a vacuum. When I say to grow spiritually in a vacuum, what I mean by that is that you don't just naturally grow spiritually. You have to be taught. You have to be taught the word of God.
因为我们在谈的任何一个属灵的成长都不可能是自己发生的，它一定是要被教导的，是要有很好的属灵的教导。
The Bible doesn't mention much about these people in the Old Testament where they got their doctrine from, but we do know that God was going to be faithful. God provided for them.
虽然在旧约里面我们看不出来在他们的这个所谓经文是怎么样去记载怎么样去传递，但是我们知道神一定会提供他们所需的属灵教导。
Another example you see like the shepherd boy David, yeah, when David was selected to be the future king of Israel, and Samuel had to point him out, we have nothing revealed in scripture about what made David this great person in the eyes of God.
而就像我们讲到大卫哈，他在那个被拣选为神的神拣选他为下一任的国王的那个时候，他还只是一个牧羊童、牧羊人的状况下，也我们也不知道神是如何教导他成为一个非常属神的一个领袖的。
Yeah, but obviously God was providing a Bible class of some sort to these people.
但很明显的呢，神一定是有提供这些人所谓属神的这些圣经的课堂。
It even mentions in Acts 7:53 how in some cases God is providing angels to come down to these people in the Old Testament and teach doctrine.
甚至呢，神是会提供天使来教导他们。
Okay, that's Acts 7:53, the book of Acts.
哦，就《使徒行传》的第七章就有提到，神是会提供天使的教导。
Okay, so maybe in situations where God was so desperate he couldn't find a missionary or he couldn't find a pastor type person, that he would send one of his angels down to give a Bible lesson.
就是说，当神他没有办法找到这个先知或者是牧师来教导的时候呢，他是会直接派天使来教导的。
Okay, but some way we know that Noah must have grown spiritually through his studies of the Word of God because we see this verse here that he found grace in the eyes of Jehovah, which means that he was living God's plan.
所以在这边六章八节呢提到的很显然的就是他诺亚呢有得到神的教导，所以他才会从耶和华的眼中看得到所谓的恩典，因为他是按照神的计划来成长的。
And I just made the statement here. We'll see this coming up in the next verse. Noah was a mature believer and was walking in the will of God.
所以这边就说了，诺亚是一个成熟的信徒，而且是走在上帝的意志之中。
And he was therefore chosen for a great assignment, which was a great privilege for Noah.
好，所以诺亚呢，他也因此得到了很大的一个福报哈，就是他获选去完成神很大的一个功课。
Okay, he was ready for the job.
因为他是已经准备好了要做这个工作。
Okay, I'll just flip over to the Bible verse. This is going to be 1 Peter 5:6.
好，现在我们来看一下彼得一书五章六节。
Bring up the comparison first, so you can just read through the Chinese there.
好，我们先来看一下中文的金句。你们若谦卑在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Now, in English, we have the word to be humbled under the mighty hand of God. Now, to be humble, remember, means to be obedient.
好，所以在英文来讲，就是说你们要这个谦卑。要在神大能的手下。
And then it says, so that he may exalt you, which literally means to lift you up.
而且呢，他到时候呢，就会把你给提升起来了。
A lot of people have this idea that they want to be famous or they want to do great things for Jesus or something like that. So they're pushing themselves almost, promoting themselves.
有一些人呢，都以为呢，他想要这个为神而荣耀神，他就是很努力的自己要想办法提升来荣耀神。
If you're in business or in politics or something like that, yeah, obviously you need to get out and you advertise and you campaign and you do those things. But the spiritual life is different.
因为很多不管是在政治界或者是商业界啊，大家都以为说你要很努力的这个宣传自己啊，你才可以被。提升才会升官发财。好，但是在所谓属灵的世界啊，其实属灵的这个提升不是这样的，是神来决定的。
Because if you're going to be promoted or you try to promote yourself ahead of your capability, then you're just going to suffer in that position.
因为如果呢，你想要自己提升或者升高到一个高的点，而你却不是你已经准备好的状况，你只会有很多苦难要承受。
There's a phenomenon that happens in all organizations, actually. They call it the Peter Principle.
在所有的这个组织里面都有一种现象，称之为彼得定律。
We're not talking about the Peter from the Bible. This is some other Peter that came up with this concept, maybe in the 1950s or 1960s, perhaps.
那 这个彼得呢，绝对不是我们这个圣经里的这位使徒彼得哈，因为这个彼得定律的彼得呢，是大概是1950-60年代的一个人。
I think it's like a business consultant, or he would sort of business philosophy might have been his forte.
他大概是一个所谓商业或管理界的一个权威的一个理论家。
And he noticed this phenomenon, whether it was in business or in government organizations and even in the military as well.
他的这个定律呢，用在不管是商业界或政府或者甚至军队任何的这种人所创造的组织里面。
Said that everybody, they improve. So they get themselves up to a position in an organization where they're at the optimal place, where they're comfortable and they're doing the job and they're very capable of doing that work.
就是我们任何一个人在任何一个组织里呢，他都是会如果做得很好，在他的工作里做得很好的话，他就会被提升，就会被升官。
And then what happens is when the superiors are looking for people to promote into higher positions, they're going to be looking for the best people at that level to bring them up to the next level.
因为在最高权位的人呢，他们都是在往下面看哪一个阶层的最好的人呢，就会把他提升到上一个阶层去。
So they take the best person they see at that level, and then they promote them into the next level, but maybe already they're exceeding the level that they were comfortable or that they were capable of.
然后所以呢，这些每一个阶层里面优秀的人呢，都很可能被提升到上一个阶层，然后一直到他在那个阶层他已经无法承担了的时候，他就不会再被提升了。
You see that very clearly in the military because they have very clear ranks about how you go up and how long you have to be at a certain level and then you do the tests and you move up to the next rank.
尤其在军队你更能够很清楚的是看到就是每一个层级的人他都是优秀了才会被升到上下一个层更高的一个层级。
So you would go from like a, I think you go from a sergeant to being a corporal, and then from a corporal you might go up to being a major, for example.
所以比如说你从这个中尉升到上尉上尉升到少校少校升到中校等等的一直往上升。
But just because you've been in a position for a long time, you've got good at that position, doesn't mean that you're going to be better in the next position. Maybe that's where you need to stay.
但是呢，很可能你在这一个位置做了很久了，哈，所以你被升高，但不见得你升高的那一个阶层是你能够做得好的。
But the problem is that usually if you go to the next level, you get a higher pay raise, and so if somebody offers them a promotion, they'll say, yes, I'll take that promotion.
而一般人呢，他因为升了一个阶层，你的薪水才会升高。所以，如果当有人要把他拣选上升的时候呢，你基本上是不可能拒绝的。
But because that person has often been promoted outside of their optimum level of their perfect level, now they're going to actually create problems for that business or organization.
但是如果这个人他已经是在原来这个阶层呢，已经是他最可以做得好的最高的一个状态了，那你把他又提升到更高一层的时候，很明显的在他下一个阶更高的阶层的时候，他是无法表现得好的，就会出现问题。
But in God's plan, we don't run that risk. See, for us, we can only improve, and as we improve, then God will keep promoting us because God is the one who's promoting us, not some human.
所以在神他的计划里面呢，他是不会用这种方式来提拔人的。好，所以我们在神的这个规划里面，是由神来决定谁应该在更上一层楼，而不是说你的表现来决定你是不是要更上一层楼。
And what that means is just because maybe you're not getting promoted in your business that you're working at or in the military or whatever your organization is, doesn't mean that God is not promoting you.
所以在你原有的这个组织里呢，你如果没有得到升官，并不代表神没有要把你升。
So that's why we should never look at somebody's position in society and say, oh, God is blessing that person or that person's a great believer. It's got nothing to do with where you are in society.
因此呢，神是否把一个人提升，跟他这个人在他社会里的地位或组织里的地位是无关的。好，一个很伟大的一个信徒，他不见得一定要有很高的职位。
One of the greatest believers during the time of Jesus Christ, if you remember the story about the widow that came into the temple, and she had two small coins. Does the sound just cut out?
Yeah.
Hang on, we're going to have to change the batteries for the last few minutes.
好，我们可能需要那个换一下电池，请稍后。
Check one, check two. Okay. Yeah, so the widow came into the temple and she had, basically it was like the last of her money, but she put that into the temple box and Jesus Christ promoted her. He exalted her and said, this woman is a great giver. She has so much faith.
我们都记得寡妇到这个会堂里面去奉献他仅有的那两块钱两毛钱的这个故事啊，因为很明显的他绝对是在社会底层的人，但是呢，耶稣却特别的推崇他，而且是给他更提升他的位置，因为他把他所有的信心都表现在这个他的奉献上面。
That was a great privilege for that woman that she was being mentioned.
而且这个绝对对这个女这个妇人来讲，她是一个非常大的恩典哦，因为甚至是一个很重要的一个奖励，因为他居然被在这样的在圣经里特别的提到。
It's quite possible at the time that woman actually had no idea what was going on. See, Jesus, he didn't go over and hold up her hand and say, "Look at this great woman here." He was just pointing her out, so she might not have even known what was going on.
而且呢，这个状态呢，这个妇人她当时做了这个事的时候呢，其实并没有人哦把她邀请上台说哇，她做了很棒的事，所以她可能当时她都不知道她已经成为了一个典范。
She was just minding her own business, and because she loves God and she trusted in God's provision, she could give the last of her money, you know, for that week or whatever to the temple.
而她做的呢，就是她因为她的愿意，所以她把这两毛钱捐献出来，在这个，这只是做她自己认为对的事而已。
We don't even know her name.
我们甚至不知道她的名字。
Okay, but again, she was a very humble woman, and she was very obedient to God, had a lot of faith in God's provision.
而但是呢，她绝对呢是非常谦卑的，而且
So she was very humble and had a lot of faith in God.
而且她对神是有绝对的一个顺服，以及对神有极大的信心。
And God raised her up.
所以上帝把她给提升了。
And this is how we see Noah as well. See, Noah was very humble, and then God promoted him. God raised him up with his great purpose.
而诺亚也是一样，他非常的谦卑，所以神就把他给提升了，然后让他能够得到他生命的一个命定。
Okay, so what we'll do, I think we'll just finish off there for tonight. So we have, you can go through and read back through those verses for homework.
我们今天呢就讲到这边呢，希望大家能够回头啊，再把这些经句，就今天提到的经句再仔细的读一下。
And then on Sunday we should be able to get through the next couple of verses.
那我们礼拜天的时候
We don't have Oh, that's right. We've got a camp coming up on Sunday, and that's going to be Sunday afternoon. So we'll see you again on next Tuesday.
好，因为这个礼拜天我们这边有一个福音营啊，所以礼拜天的课没有办法上，所以下次上课应该在下周二的同一时间。
Okay, but you've got plenty of other things to look through and resources, so you can keep yourselves busy.
所以请大家呢，还是花一些时间啊，多读一些资料，然后让大家还是可以自己温习的方式来学习。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for your word of truth, which tells us about these things that happened a long time ago.
感谢神给我们这些话语，让我们能够真的知道真理，并且也了解在过去发生的这些事情。
And how your word makes them very real to us so that we can see very clearly what was going on.
感谢你让我们能够把您的话语让我们可以看得这么的清楚。
We give thanks that you do reveal your will to us so that we know what you expect from us.
而且也感谢你让我们能够知道你真正的意志。
And so we pray that through time and through the resources that you've given to us that we can grow to spiritual maturity.
而也感谢神给我们时间还有这些相关的资源让我们在属灵上面得以成熟。
We pray that one day we can reciprocate your love and be very obedient to you.
而让我们能够更为感受你的爱也更爱你然后让我们能够成长。
And therefore glorify you.
让我们可以荣耀你。
We give thanks in Christ's name.
我们的祷告是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.